Actually, I really question the motivation of what I see down there. So my message in Steve Committee would be actually
to... How do you fix it?
Oh, how do you fix the issue of misinformation and disinformation?
No, I mean, how do you fix the anger? How do you fix those messages of violence?
And that's, Maddie, and that's actually, it does come back to disinformation. For quite some time now, I've obviously been confronted by protests, and what has stood out to me is that fact that so many are there based on things that simply aren't true. And so this is an issue that the globe is grappling with, and we do need to grapple with, because seeing people so enraged by things that just aren't true is worrisome, and is something that we are all going to have to confront. But what we've seen out there, I have to say, seems much more anti-vaccination more than anything else. It's included yelling abuse at people who are walking around with masks on, occupying spaces where businesses are operating, blocking people's ability to move around freely. That is moving beyond a protest. In fact, to me, it looks like an imported style of protest that I have not seen in New Zealand before, complete with Trump flags and Canadian flags. When it comes to the management of the protest, so Melissa, and the speaker, or indeed the decisions by the police, you know, ultimately, I need to let them do their jobs. Those are their jurisdiction.
Have you seen any children in trouble tonight that you're concerned about?
Well, we've been out patrolling for about half an hour, 45 minutes. We haven't seen anything like that. Everything's been really good.
Yeah, and people are behaving themselves.
Yep, everything's looking really good from what we've seen.
Yeah, caring for each other.
The vibe is very nice.
And has anyone said anything to you that you're concerned about?
No.
These protests are a mix of New Zealand. They're regular, garden variety Kiwis, and they're just sticking up for their rights, and I think they've been treated really badly.
There's also a group there who are representing people who have lost their jobs, who are just angry at the vaccine mandates. And they actually represent people who are not there on Parliament grounds, but who feel like that within our society because they may have lost their jobs. Do you feel the appropriate way to deal with those people is to spray water on them?
Firstly, I'm not going to get into the way of managing a protest in its totality, because those ultimately very clear distinctions. I'm going to be careful to make sure that I'm not making judgments around the way we deal with protest at Parliament, because it's a dangerous place to be in politicians dictating particularly the way that the police might choose to deal with them. But
although the police have said that they actually don't agree with those tactics,
Melissa, if this were a protest that was solely around the policies that are being used to manage a pandemic, then why is it that every journalist who stands out on that forecourt is being hurled abuse about telling the truth?
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, one of Klaus Schwab's disciples of the Great Reset, appears to be reading from the same script shared by her partners in tyranny, claiming protest is a hallmark of democracy. But these protesters, peacefully demanding the immediate return of their freedoms, are violent, racist insurrectionists.
Our focus is on the well-being of all New Zealanders, including the vast majority who are not on those grounds.
With the history of negotiations in terms of your ministers at Ihu Mātou, would your government ever be open to negotiating with those people?
I do not consider this to be the same. Okay, thanks everyone.
Through the WEF, initiated by Klaus Schwab in 1971, Mr. Global has been training his own puppets since 1992 through the Young Global Leaders Program. You may have heard of this. Angela Merkel and Bill Gates were among the first class to graduate, the class of 1992. Even a large number of current leaders, predominantly very weak personalities with, however, mostly well-trained rhetorical skills, also come from this program, including Macron in France, Kurz in Austria, Justin Trudeau in Canada, Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand, but also the German health minister Jens Spahn and the EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen. She, by the way, as we have just learned from a whistleblower who is a translator with the European Union, is supposed to become the first little global government's head. The EU. They're trying to take over.